Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fitness, Kiss 108 Studios. Now back to Maddie in the morning.
On Kiss 108.
Hey, radio pals. Good morning.
Monday morning.
Back to it. Chilly morning. I don't know. I had a bad day yesterday. All my teams went the wrong way. I didn't bet. And I'd really be in a bad mood. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, the Pats song, it was like a heroic thing and then nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They looked good.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad of a game. I mean, they lost, but they didn't look, you know, I thought they looked okay.
That's a girl thing. That's a pink hat thing.
Well,
no, such a pink hat thing. No, that was a good game. They looked good. They lost.
I know, but Seattle's great.
You win or lose. Come on, let's go, pink hat. Anyway, speaking of pink hats.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
Well, let's just start there. Patriots lost to the Seahawks 35-30. Cam Newton had a chance to win it with seconds left. He was stopped on the one-yard line as time ran out. We've actually got Cam Newton right here.
It's got to be better. It's got to be better here at the end. And, you know, we put ourselves in a position to win. You know, when you do that, you got to finish.
Yeah, you got to finish. Yep. He didn't finish.
Also, got to finish.
Boy, he just ran into a cement wall on the one-yard line. Wow. Right before the game, word came down that James White's parents were in a car crash in Miami. His dad was killed. His mother is in critical condition. Devin McCourty addressed it after the game.
It's just tough, man. It's like no words that you can say. There's nothing that you can, you know, do in that situation. We just wanted to go out there and really put our hearts out for him. It's just devastating. And I was heartbroken for him.
And this was Russell Wilson on the sidelines after the game.
My heart's heavy, you know, because one of my teammates, you know, James White, you know, from Wisconsin, had a tough one, you know, losing his dad. I'm not sure what the situation with his mom yet, but this year has been a tough year just as a whole, and a lot of people that we know and people just going through so much. But, James, I'm praying for you, man, if you can hear me.
Yeah. Pats, by the way, will play the Raiders this Sunday. It's going to be a 1 o'clock game. And
but they lost, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
It wasn't that bad of a game. I thought they looked okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They did.
Brady won. I think you alluded to that earlier. None of the games went your way. Yeah, they beat the Panthers. Not a very good team. Is it me? Where's Gronky?
I know.
That's the question.
I think the only time he touched the ball was when he recovered the onside kick. The one throw to Gronk, I think, was
Gronky?
The interception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much Gronky.
But, Gronk didn't play well, but...
It wasn't that bad of a game. I thought they looked okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. All right. Emmy Awards were handed out last night. They were all virtual. Jimmy Kimmel inside basically an empty Staples Center was the host, and here's part of his monologue right here.
What's happening tonight is not important. It's not going to stop COVID. It's not going to put out the fires, but it's fun. And right now, we need fun. My God, do we need fun. This has been a miserable year. This has been a year of division, injustice, disease, Zoom school, disaster, and death. We've been quarantined in lockdown. We've been confined to our homes like prisoners in a dark and lonely tunnel. And what did we find in that dark and lonely tunnel? I'll tell you what we found. A friend. Who's there for us 24 hours a day. our old pal television.
I love that.
My favorite part is he walked out and he's like, welcome to the pandemies.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way,
I love that monologue.
The pandemic really helped the show, Schitt's Creek, because people were home. And
we found it.
Yes, yep. Exactly. And boy, did it win last night. Actually, 9 awards in all, but it swept all 7 comedy categories. This was Daniel Levy after the show backstage.
There's a conversation to be had amongst networks and streamers across entertainment that shows need to be given time to grow, and they need to be given space, and they need to be given seasons to develop, because we are the prime example of a show that would likely have been canceled on a network in America. Yeah. And yet here we are. So I do hope that conversations are being had among network people about giving shows a shot. Let this be an example of what can happen when you do.
Yeah. By the way, Zendaya, youngest actress ever to win Best Actress in a Drama Series for the show Euphoria. Yes. Here's some of her acceptance right here.
I know this feels like a really weird time to be celebrating. But I just want to say that there is hope in the young people out there. I know that our TV show doesn't always feel like a great example of that, but there is hope in the young people. And I just want to say to all my peers out there doing the work in the streets, I see you, I admire you, I thank you. And thank you so much.
And Regina King, lead actress in a limited series and/or movie for Watchmen, part of her acceptance right here.
I would be remiss not to mention that being a part of a show as prescient as Watchmen. Have a voting plan. Go to Ballotpedia.com. Vote up the ballot, please. Go to Ballotpedia.com and find out who are voting in your municipal elections. It is very important. Be a good human. Rest in power, RBG.
Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle picked up a few creative Emmys earlier this week for his Netflix special, and in accepting, he blasted critics who didn't like the show. Here's some of them.
Boy, comes as a complete surprise. I mean, I read all the reviews, and they said so many terrible things. They were embarrassed for me. I had lost my way. It wasn't even worth watching. I hope all you critics learn from this. This is a teachable moment. Shut the f*** up forever.
Wow. Jeremy Strong won.
I thought he's so on edge.
Mm. Always on edge, Dave Chappelle.
Always. Well, yeah. Well, Dave, yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, Ellen is back on TV today.
Can't wait for this.
Oh, yeah. How's that going to go?
Yeah. It's going to go very interestingly, I think.
Wait. She's going to address all the rumors and her being mean. I can't wait.
We think she is.
She claims yeah.
Oh,
she is.
She'll definitely open yeah. the show. With
yeah, because TMZ something. Caught her on the streets or whatever. TMZ was doing what they do, and she said that she'd address yeah. it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how much responsibility she takes for it.
Yeah.
She'll take all the responsibility.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? She's going to do a Trump thing and come out and say it wasn't her fault? Like, who's that going to help? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we get Ellen, what, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon
so.
Here? LeBron James did not get the league MVP. They gave it to Giannis from the Bucks. LeBron wasn't very happy either. Here's some of what he had to say.
Pissed me off. That's my true answer. It pissed me off because out of 101 votes, I got 16 first place votes. That's what pissed me off more than anything.
Boy, you never hear that.
No. Nope.
Ever.
No.
A ball player complaining that he didn't win? Like, geez.
Oh, he
LeBron.
Went on and on and on, citing examples as to why he should have won, and it was unsettling, to say the least. Okay. Hey, so the Red Sox beat the Yankees yesterday. My new hero, though, is the guy who climbed the Green Monster. Mm-hmm. And was shouting down at the, you know, empty Fenway and shouting America. And
you know where he is right now? He's in a mental hospital.
Yeah. The play-by-play guys is, how do you get in the park? He says, I don't know, but I know where he won't be in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no, they took him right to a mental hospital.
Yeah, how do you scale the Green Monster?
Wow. It was in a movie, wasn't it? There was a Jimmy Fallon movie or something, and somebody tried scaling it.
Oh, Yeah.
Is that with Drew Barrymore?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe that's where he got the idea.
Yeah.
And by the way, we did have the iHeartRadio Music Festival over the weekend. We've got Miley Cyrus talking about playing or performing, well, in front of an empty stadium right here.
I think at a concert, the artist comes second. I think the audience comes first. And I think that the magic of a show and the energy that you feel when you walk into an arena has nothing to do with who's going to be on the stage. It's who's going to be in the seats. And I would be lying if I told you that I didn't miss that, or it was just the same, or a virtual wall will do it. I mean, this isn't doing it. I don't love this. I miss my fans. I think that there are people out there that are tirelessly putting in this dedication and effort to have us be in a safe place where we can all get together. I just miss it, so I don't even want to pretend that the virtual wall is enough for me. It's not.
Yeah. I don't miss it. You know what? We know that no one's listening to the show in the 6 o'clock hour anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's working from home, sleeping in.
Yeah.
That's okay. We know you're not there, and we don't miss you at all.
Okay.
So there. Ha ha. I would rather do a show alone, just Bill and I.
Oh.
Well, this took a turn.
Hello?
I didn't see this coming.
What are we talking about?
I don't even know what to say back.
No one's listening, buddy. You're talking to air.
I know. The 6 o'clock
people. Actually, I have to tell you, there's a lot of traffic out there. So there are a lot of people in their cars.
Yeah, you were in a traffic jam coming in.
I was in a traffic jam coming in. There was an accident on the expressway. It was packed with people.
Oh, they're listening, Bill. You better have something interesting to say. You got anything?
I think so far so good.
I think it's been full of interesting stories.
Yeah, it's a big weekend.
Yeah.
And by the way, first day of school in Boston today. All right, so there you go.
Guess they didn't sponsor it or anything.
No, they're really not.
It's just I don't. Huh?
Everybody's doing the best they can.
I guess.
Yeah, they're doing the best they can. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Shut the f*** up forever.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.